Okay, here we go. We're in Sanhedrin, Yud Gimel Lamed Aleph, 13a, five lines from the top. Okay, the last thing we were discussing was a statement of, was it Rabbi Yehuda or Shmuel? I believe, I'm not sure.
No, that wasn't the line. That was before the line. Yehuda.
Yeah, it was Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, we don't intercalate the year unless most of the summer goes into the month of Tishrei. Mm-hmm. And what is most of the summer? So it was Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, who said it goes into the 16th, and Rabbi Yossi says until the 21st. And we explained what that was all about. We said that the holiday of the Torah says holiday Sukkot has to have two aspects. It has to be of the first equinox. It has to be in the first equinox of the year. So that means it has to be in autumn. It has to be a time where it's Chag HaKatzir, where you can harvest. The machlokas is, do you have to harvest the entire Chol HaMoed or at least part of it? So if the summer goes into the 16th, that, according to one opinion, if they have the whole Chol HaMoed, you already missed the first day of the Chol HaMoed. So therefore, if the equinox is on the 17th, that would mean we would have to intercalate the year. The other opinion says, no, you need at least just one day. So if the new equinox was on the 22nd, which is the day after Sukkot, and you had no Sukkot, we would intercalate the year. That is what we explained. This is all Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, the Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara now is going to slowly maneuver itself to reject this statement specifically and how it applies to, who says it's 16 days? Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi, right?
Yes, yes.
Specifically how it applies to Rabbi Yossi to say that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is incorrect. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, it's going to bring two questions to disprove this idea that this is what Rabbi Yossi holds, and it cannot be what Rabbi Yossi holds, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is incorrect in his presentation, to which the Gemara is going to have to agree, you're right, he's wrong. That's what's going to happen. But it's going to take a long time to, I'm just telling you what's going down the pike for the next 15 lines. What's going to be brought is first an inference, then two brises. Each price is showing you a point in how this cannot be the position of Rabbi Yossi. And then once we have this huge brisa, then we're going to go and sift through piecemeal through every part of the brisa to see how the whole brisa makes sense. So that is what is coming out right now. So Gemara starts this whole discussion by asking, my kosavri, precisely what do they hold? And here is the issue. The issue is, we know that the equinox has to come at a certain point in the day. Now, if you look at this footnote over here, it says the autumn equinox can only occur at four possible times, whether it's 3 hours after nightfall, 3 hours after midnight, 3 hours after daybreak, 3 hours after noon. That's when the autumn equinox can only happen. So if that's the case, autumn will always begin sometime in that crossover day. It says, for a discussion of how to calculate the exact times, see Erevin 56A in Arutz Kol Birchas HaChama. You want to go and do that, Shelley, you have free to go and check all that out.
So is that,
those are the only times the autumn equinox can come.
Israel? Like it was 3 hours after noon there. Is it
whatever. I don't know. But that's... That's the time the equinox comes. So if that's the equinox comes, so really, that day in which it comes, part of the day is summer, part of the day is fall.
Fall, that's correct.
Right? However, the halacha has to assign every day in full to a single
so it's
season.
Either summer or fall.
It's either summer or fall.
Yeah.
Right? So we've got to, so to understand it, we have to know, well, what is the rule?
Mm-hmm.
What do we consider the equinox day? Is it the end, the last full day of summer? Or is it the first full day of autumn? It's not half and half. It's got to be one way. So Gemara wants to know, okay, based on what we just said, that Rabbi Yossi says you can't allow 16 full days to go in, right? And then comes the equinox, or
so
that's the 17th, or Rabbi Yehuda holds you can't allow 21 days in equinox. So the second question is, what do they hold is the equinox day?
Yeah.
And if the equinox, is it the end of the summer or the beginning of summer? So that's
the beginning of fall.
The beginning of fall. So my kasavri. So what do these two rabbis hold by the definition of the dates that you gave us, the 16th and the 21st? So e kasavri, if they hold that the yom tekuf, the day of the equinox, is gomer, it's the concluding day of that season, right? That means the day of the equinox will still be, let's say, going into fall. It's the summer,
yes,
right? Thus, it generally refers both to the equinoxes, first day of spring and autumn, and to the solstice, first day of summer and winter, same idea. In our Gemara, that refers specifically to the autumnal equinox. We therefore translate the day of the equinox. So is it the end of the previous season? So the equinox of 17th and 22nd is the last day of summer. So then,
the first day of-
so then, Balavachi, then even if it weren't, as Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi said, right? And the equinox fell, let's say, on the 16th or the 21st. It would also be fine, right? Let's look at footnote 17, 18. Even if the summer did not extend through the greater part of Tishrei, rather the equinox fell on the 16th, okay, according to Yehuda, or on the 21st, according to Yossi, so that part of the day is actually in autumn.
Yeah.
So why do you have to say that the equinox was on the 17th and on the 22nd? Because if it really, the equinox could be the 16th and the 21st.
Yeah.
When the Braisa speaks of summer extending through the 16th or 21st of Tishrei, it means that all of the 16th, according to Yehuda, or the 21st is in summer, with the equinox not occurring until sometime on the 17th or the 22nd. That's what the Braisa said. The Braisa says the full day and then the equinox. The summer goes into 16th. And then equinox, into 21st, then equinox. That's what the Braisa said. Well, if they're going to hold that the equinox is considered the last day of summer, then it wouldn't make sense. Lo lamanda, doesn't fit in. Lo lamanda merkuli chagika. It doesn't go into the prune who says you have to have the whole holiday of being able to gather. Lo lamanda mer mitzvah chagika. It wouldn't work for the one that says you only need one day. That would not work. In other words, why then does each disputant require summer to extend the number of days that he does? 16 according to Yehuda and 21 according to Rabbi Yossi. It wouldn't. You would just need 15 and 20, because the next day of the equinox would be summer too. Got that? Yep. Look at footnote 9. Well, the equinox falls at some point during the day astronomically. The halacha assigns the entire day to the previous season, summer. Thus, though the summer does not extend through the greater part of Tishrei, astronomically speaking, because it only goes 15, the halacha would still view it as having done so on the legal level. The Gemara proves from the rulings of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi that according to them, the day of the equinox is not the concluding day of the previous season. It's not. That's why it has to go into the 16th, because the equinox day 17th will be fall. Equinox 22nd will be fall. That's why it says it has to go into the greater part. The summer is going to the greater part, meaning 16, not 15. Because then, if the equinox is 16, you know, then that wouldn't have to be the greater part. Must be that they're saying it is not part of the equinox goes, it ends that day, and therefore it goes into the 16th. Therefore, we say the last day, we say the equinox is going to be what? You have to say that the equinox begins the new season. The equinox brings the new season. The equinox was the old season. Then summer only has to go 15 days. Equinox is 16. And that's also considered part of it is summer. But
so
that's not what it means.
16 is still summer.
Yes, because that's what they're saying. It has to be 16 because the equinox is not.
Okay.
Look at the Gemara proves from, look at the second paragraph. More proofs and rulings reviewed in Rosie that according to them, the day of the Ekdas is not the concluding day of the previous season, in this case being summer. If it were part of summer, Nirudam would have required summer to extend as many days as he does. So 16 does according to Rabbi Yehuda and 20 according to Yossi before proclaiming a leap year. Rather, Yehuda would have required us to proclaim a leap year even if the summer extended only 15 days into Tishrei, since the day of Chol HaMoed would then fall in the summer. Some of Yossi would have required us to proclaim a leap year even if summer were to extend only 20 full days into Tishrei, since in that case, none of Chol HaMoed would fall in the summer. Since Rabbi Yehuda and Yossi do not require a leap year in these cases, they must consider the day of the equinox part of the new season. That just proving, in other words, it's a machlokas. How do you consider, what do you consider the equinox day? Is it the last day of the old season, the new day, the new season? From the fact that they were saying it has to go into the majority, and they were saying that the equinox is the 17th or the 22nd, why would they have to say that unless you hold that the equinox is the new season and not the old season, right? That's what they're proving. Now, why are we belaboring this point? Because the Mara now is going to bring a brisa to show that's what they have to hold. If they hold that it's the beginning, it's the end of the old season, then the equinox could be 16. And the equinox could be 21. Right? And therefore, summer only has to go 15 days or 20 days, according to them. Right? You got me?
Yeah, yeah.
So why are we belaboring this? Because we're going to bring a brisa that's going to tell us clearly that Rabbi Yossi holds that the equinox is the end of the summer, which is a contradiction. And that's why we're trying to knock off this opinion of what they're describing Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is saying you need most of the month, and according to Rabbi Yossi, it's 16, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's 21. Right? So if they're going to hold that, if that's the case, if they indeed need that, then they have to hold that the equinox is the next day and not the previous day. Yeah. So Gemara is going to ask on that, but we're going to see a clear statement from Rabbi Yossi that says the equinox is the last day of the season. So that's going to be the first question. Elikas, or we have to hold right now, Ksavri Yom Tkufa Maskel, that when we get to the equinox, it begins the new season. That's why a leap year is proclaimed only if the summer extends through the 16th. That's what they said. How long does the summer have to extend? That means how far does summer go up to but not including the equinox? So they say 16 or 21. Look at point 10. That is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the equinox were to occur on the first day of Chol HaMoed, if that was true, so that only 15 days of summer would extend into Tishrei, autumn would begin on that day. Since all of Chol HaMoed would then fall in autumn, a leap year would not be necessary. Similar to Rabbi Yossi, if the equinox would occur on the last day of Chol HaMoed, so that only 20 days of summer would extend into Tishrei, autumn would begin on that day. Since one day of Chol HaMoed would then fall in autumn, a leap year would not be necessary. So they were saying no. They were saying you need 16 full summer days or 21 full summer days. Why do you need that? Why does the equinox have to be the next day? Because they must hold the equinox as the next season and not the old season. Because if it was the old season, then they said you only would need 15 and 20 days. Right? Yes, no?
Yes, that's a question.
Yeah.
Why would they, we just said at the very beginning, there's four times during the day the equinox would arrive. Right, 3 hours after fall, 3 hours after midnight.
Right.
And if we also say that you have to be able to harvest, right, for Sukkot.
And it has to be in the fall.
It has to be in the fall. So you can only harvest during the daylight. So if the equinox came at nightfall or at midnight, you could harvest that day.
Yeah, but the halacha is that day must be either completely summer or completely summer or fall. That's an undisputable point. You want to dispute that point.
Is it summer or is it fall that day?
If we know.
But we already said they don't do that. In spite of all what you're thinking, the Gemara says we don't do that. It has to be, it's considered all either fall or all fall. Summer. No. That's it.
Not the ways up.
That's what they said. That's what we said in the beginning. It's got to be. There's no such thing as a half a day is summer and a half a day is fall. That's what they do. Yeah. That's what they ruled.
Yeah. But if it did arrive at nightfall, then you're saying that whole next day is the equinox.
But still summer.
Unless you hold it summer.
That day was summer.
unless you, if you hold that it's you're not going to say that 6 hours is summer and 18 hours is fall.
The one case where it arrives at nightfall.
Yeah.
That's when the day starts. So when that day started, the equinox arrived at the same time.
Yeah, but that day was still summer. That day was still summer.
That day would be the autumn.
That day was still summer, and after midnight next day, it's fall.
Was that midnight? You're saying it automatically have to be...
I'm saying the one case where it happens at midnight...
First of all, we can't have, you know, one time we make it a half-day summer, a half-day winter.
No,
you got to be consistent. No, you see how it's going to create problems if you're not consistent?
No, you have to decide.
People say, well, today's fall. Well, I don't know. Which part of the day is fall?
The 16th day or the 22nd day of Tishrei starts at nightfall.
21st.
Whatever the day is. Starts at nightfall. So
what starts at nightfall?
The next day starts right at nightfall, right?
Yes.
Okay. And if right at nightfall that year happens to be, you know, the equinox happens right at nightfall.
Doesn't. 3 hours. It never does at nightfall. 3 hours after nightfall. The four times given is not the one you're mentioning.
Okay.
3 hours after nightfall. 3 hours after midnight. 3 hours after sunrise, 3 hours after midday.
So it
would never happen.
Yeah.
Theoretically, your question's a question, but in reality, it never happens
happen.
That way. Okay. So anyway, what have we proven clearly? They hold that the equinox goes to the next day.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're saying 16 and 21. If the equinox was the old day, it would be 15 and 20.
That's right.
Okay? So now look at the problem. Mesa, we're going to show you a brisa that says the following. Yom Tkufa, the equinox day, what is it considered? Gomer, it's the last day. Yom Tkufa, Gomer, that the equinox is the concluding day of the previous season. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yom Tkufa Maschil. Okay? Yom Tkufa, that the equinox is the beginning. The contradiction is in Rabbi Yehuda, not in Rabbi Yossi. So what do you see according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds what? That the equinox is the last day of the summer. Right? Maschil.
Yeah.
Gomer, it's the end. Right? So now, that knocks out Shmuel, says Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, he said... We deduced from 16 and 21 that both Rabbi Yehuda and both Rabbi Yossi says equinox begins the new season, right? But look over here. Rabbi Yehuda clearly says the equinox ends the season. If it ends the season, Rabbi Yehuda would not have to say 21. What would he therefore say? 20.
20, yeah.
Correct? So that's the...
I mixed up the names.
Okay, it was the same question. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda, 16. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda says 16. Rabbi Yossi says 21. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So Rabbi Yehuda, who says 16, why would he say 16? If we now have Brisa that says that the equinox is the end of the summer,
season,
so he wouldn't have to say 16, just need 15. If they would see 15 full days of summer,
right,
it still would be a problem because the 16th, which is the equinox, would then be considered halachically the last day of summer.
Sure.
So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel's understanding will not work. It doesn't make sense. Why are you saying that Rabbi Yehuda says 16, it should only be 15? That's a question that the Gemara is not going to give you an answer to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one reason why we're going to be refuting Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel's understanding. Okay, that's one out. So he's a problem on the Rabbi Yehuda side. Okay, now we're going to bring a second brisa that's very long, that's going to give you about five different opinions of when you intercalate based on Sukkos. We had two, now you're going to get five. And one of them is going to be contrary to the one that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said about either Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi. I don't remember which one right now. Okay? So it's going to bring us... So you understand? That Bryce is going to tell us a different date than Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says in the name of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Okay? So now we got... So really, the Bryce is very long. It's going to give about five opinions. We only need the one. The one in which either Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi is stated differently than Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is an Amora. So therefore, he can't be quoting Tanoim differently than the Brisa quotes Tanoim. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be the problem. So all we're looking for, keep a lookout in this Brisa when you see Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi, is it going to be different than the way Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel explained it? Again, Rabbi Yehuda saying what? 16 days into summer?
Yes.
And Rabbi Yossi saying 21 days into summer.
Yes.
So now we're going to look out in the Brisa to see a different number, which will show that therefore Yehuda Amar Shmuel is wrong. Okay, got what we're looking for now? Mm-hmm. But oh, Tani, we learned another Brisa. Hey, Mavris Hashana, you don't intercalate the year. Now focusing on Sukkos again. Elam Ken Hoyset Kufa Chasera Ruba Shal Chodesh. We don't, unless the what? The equinox would be missing most of the month. All right? In other words, if most of the month had passed, right? In other words, unless the summer would extend into the greater part of Tishrei. So how much is that? So how much do you have to, if the tekufa of the fall is missing most, meaning to say that the previous tekufa is more. So the summer went in more. The Kama Ruba, how much is more? Shel Chodesh, again, how much is more? Shisha Asar Yom, 16 days. Okay? But that's a no-name opinion. That's a Tanakama. It's got no name. It's not relevant for our discussion. So you could say the no-name. Now, you'd figure, well, who would the no-name be? You'd say, I guess that would be Rabbi Yehuda. Wouldn't you think that would be Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda says 16, right? The problem is, look at the next line. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Now, what should Rabbi Yehuda say according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Yehuda Amar Shmuel? 16.
Yeah.
Right? That's not what he says. This is where the question is. Omer, no. Shtei Yodas Bechodesh, two parts of the month. That's how much of the summer goes into it, would make it not good. Well, what's two parts of the month mean? So the Bryce explains. V'kamish Shtei Yodas Bechodesh, how much is two parts of the month? Chaf Yom, 20 days.
20 days.
What?
2/3. Because it's usually 30. Right? 29 or 30. So if I have to divide up a month into three parts, how many parts?
20 days.
It's 10 days each part. So two parts is 20 days. So what do you got? Rabbi Yehuda saying 20 days.
So he almost agrees with Rabbi Yossi.
Well, no, but it's not consistent with the Rabbi Yehuda that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel brought.
It's not,
That's one inconsistency. Okay, now we're going to get Rabbi Yossi. What did Rabbi Yossi say we needed?
21,
right?
Right.
Rabbi Yossi, Omer. Now, this gets really tricky, Shelley, because now we're discussing that issue you mentioned yesterday or last week. Why are we looking at Sukkos? Let's look at Pesach. Because whatever Pesach will work, the equinox will be Sukkos. So he's framing it from that point. Rabbi Yossi Omer, when do we intercalate the year of how Sukkos will be? Based on looking at Pesach. Rabbi Yossi Omer, so far again, we have Tanakama says 16, Rabbi Yehuda says 20. Right? In this price, we're going to have about five opinions by the time we're done. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mechashmin, let's calculate. Shishasor lifnei haPesach ma'abrim. If the winter before the Pesach before the winter would extend 16 days into Nisan, we intercalate a month into the year. Okay, so therefore, if the winter goes 16 days into Nisan, we got to intercalate because how far? What that's going to do to Tishrei? Now take a look at the footnote, will tell us what that does to Tishrei. For if winter would extend that far into Nisan, if the winter, in other words, you don't get to the fall, to the spring equinox till after the 16th. If winter, if the equinox, the spring equinox would not be till the 17th of Nisan. Okay, got that? If the winter goes 16 in, so if the spring equinox is the 17th of Nisan, then we have to intercalate. Now, in other words, we can't do that in Nisan. We got to do it in Adar. We got to look in Adar and see Adar, the way Adar's shaping up, if we don't do anything, Pesach is going to start on the 17th. And there's nothing inherently wrong with Pesach starting on the 17th of of Nisan, but the problem, and that being the equinox being on the 17th of Nisan, that's not a problem with Pesach. The problem is Sukkot is going to be the problem, because now it goes automatically. Let's see. If for winter would extend that far into Nisan, then none of Chol HaMoed would fall in the autumn. That's the real point. Once you know that the equinox is 17th of Nisan, then you know that the equinox of the fall is going to come after Sukkot is over. And that's no good. It's ready after Sukkot.
Can't do it.
Now, what did Rabbi Yossi say before? 21, right?
21, yeah.
So that will be consistent, won't it? We'll see. Let's take a look. Now look at this huge footnote. Rashi explains with the following calculation. Spring and summer are roughly 91 days. Approximately 182 days thus pass between the vernal and autumn equinox. Got that?
Yeah.
Accordingly, if the winter would extend 16 days into Nisan, that is, if the spring equinox were to occur on the 17th, the autumnal equinox would follow 182 days later on the 22nd of Tishrei, the day after Chol HaMoed.
Yeah.
In that case, even if the day of the equinox were considered part of autumn, as Rabbi Yossi maintains, it's still none of Chol HaMoed would fall in autumn, and a leap year would therefore be proclaimed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If winter were to end a day earlier, then the autumnal equinox would occur on the last day of Chol HaMoed.
So
one day of Chol HaMoed would then fall in the autumn, and a leap year would therefore be unnecessary.
Right.
According to Rabbi Yossi. Okay, what's...
We're saying that
if
the equinox falls on the 17th of Nisan, the spring equinox. But we know Pesach is on the 15th. You can't have it in the winter. So we'd have to intercalate anyways.
Well, that's not totally winter. It's just one day in the winter.
Well, yeah, but one day of summer blows away Sukkot. It's the same thing.
Well, it's remember, it's not spring. It calls ripening of the crop.
So we're machmir on Sukkot for the equinox.
What is it? Pesach?
The same way? Is that what we're saying?
I guess so.
But yet it's clearly...
You have part of it is in this... Just like by Sukkot, you have to have part of it in the fall. So Pesach, you have part of it in the spring. Who says the whole thing has to be in the spring?
Because Torah says Aviv.
No. So it is in the Aviv. 6 out of the 7 days is in the Aviv.
It's the first night. I mean, so you're eating matzah for Pesach. That's when the whole mitzvah of the matzah counts.
Okay, I guess that's what we'd have to say. We'd have to say that, right?
It seems like we've reversed.
No, it's just like remember, it's consistent. It's consistent. Sukkot has to have at least one day of Chol HaMoed has to be in the fall, right? So if we're saying that by Sukkot, why can't we say that by Pesach?
Yep.
If the Torah says that Sukkot has to be in the fall, it says it has to be in the fall. It has to be in the fall. And it not makpid, it has to be, according to Rabbi Yossi. Remember, this is Rabbi Yossi now. Rabbi Yossi says you don't need the whole holiday in the fall. At least one day. So you could certainly say the same thing about Pesach, Shelley. The Torah says, Sukkot must be in the fall. Now, for 2 days, we've been saying, Rabbi Yossi says, well, if you have one day in the fall, it's okay. You had no problems.
The Torah says Pesach must be in the spring.
But who says, it has to all be in the spring? Just like it says Sukkot has to be in the fall, it says Pesach has to be in the spring. And when Rabbi Yossi says, at least one day has to be in the fall, okay, so at least one day should be, Pesach should be in the spring.
Right.
Same idea. Now, you can argue on his opinion. If the other Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, you need the whole day, so he would not hold of this.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yehuda would disagree on Rabbi Yossi's explanation. So that's okay. So you don't like Rabbi Yossi. You don't like Rabbi Yossi at all. You don't like about the fall. Okay, so you got like Rabbi Yehuda. That's okay. It got no problem with that.
Again, the whole thing with eating matzah.
Does not...
It's only the first
It says night. You celebrate, it doesn't say, it says you celebrate the holiday of Pesach. As long as part of, according to Rabbi Yossi, as long as part of Pesach is in the spring, it means Pesach came out in the spring. You don't, you will not budge from your view. It has to always be. So that's fine. So you're like Rabbi Yehuda. That's okay. So you got Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yossi saying it's Lav Dafka has to be the whole thing. All right? So therefore, if it's 16 days goes into winter, you do that. But Shisha Asar, now that means you've got to, all right, that means if the equinox comes out on the 22nd, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
The fall equinox, right? What happens?
Yeah,
if,
yeah.
If the spring equinox is on the 17th, when's the fall one coming out on the 22nd? It means I missed the boat.
Yep.
Right? But what about, he's not finished, Rabbi Yossi says, but what if Shisha Asar, but if the summer before the festival would extend 16 into Tishrei, we don't intercalate the month, right? For if the summer season were to extend 16 days into Tishrei, this means that autumn would begin on the next day, the second day of Chol HaMoed. Part of Chol HaMoed would thus fall in autumn, and a leap year would therefore be unnecessary. In fact, even if summer were to extend as much as 20 days. So he really is, this Rabbi Yossi is a different than our other. Rabbi Yossi is saying, you're okay if you can celebrate some of the days of Chol HaMoed, anytime from after the, if only 16 days go in, and it leaves you some days of Chol HaMoed. You have about 4 days.
Of Chol HaMoed, to work with. And the
as
fall.
Long as so, the fall equinox is not on the 22nd,
yes,
that's
okay.
Way too far.
If
it goes into the 16th, you're okay.
Yeah.
And Gemara is going to say, really, it doesn't 16th, it could be 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th.
Right.
So he's given us a range, okay, which is also, so we got both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi really not saying the same thing. Well,
They are.
This one maybe not, but clearly Rabbi Yehuda in this brisa is different than the way Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says. There's more opinions to be brought, but we're already past the time, so we're going to have to stop here in the middle of brisa. We've already brought three opinions. There's still two more to go.
Also, this 182-day calculation, because we know that